Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's Ashley and Ben and I are doing our individual interviews with, oh my gosh, like all of Bachelor Nation who is here tonight at the Bachelor Mansion. With me right now, I have Christina and Edith from The Golden Bachelor. And while we're recording this, it happens to be the finale of The Golden Bachelor. Ladies, I'm assuming that you know the winner, and once this episode comes out, everybody will know the winner. Did you predict it to be her at the beginning or when you left the mansion?
I actually thought it was going to be Leslie.
Okay.
So, you know, I was wrong. I have a feeling that is going to be Teresa, but, you know, I could be wrong too. So I don't know.
My predictions originally was Leslie and Nancy. Those were my top two, like the first night. I mean, of course, I wanted to be, but I really felt that those two were. Mm-hmm. And then as watching the show and stuff, yeah, you kind of just felt like Teresa was going to be in there.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. So you guys really felt at the end. You felt it. Now, Edith didn't feel at the end. Like, she didn't think she was going to go all the way.
You know what? When Teresa told me that first night that, you know, she went on the date with Gary and how she felt, I looked at her. It was just like her eyes were just so bright and she was just mesmerized with this man. I'm thinking, oh my God, Teresa's already fallen for him. Aww. And you know what? Right there, I said, you know what? It could happen. But I had just two of those people. It was Teresa and Leslie. And it actually happened that they're the last two.
So please tell me why I thought it was Faith the entire time.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, she got the first impression, yeah. Rose, which always, if you've watched the show like I have for a long time, that person seems to go far and there's always seems to be this attraction to that person.
Yeah.
Maybe that. And then I think as time went on, even I felt very different about Faith, how she portrayed herself and how she was very vulnerable to everything. I was kind of blown away by how their attraction really got strong.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just taken aback based on seeing his hometown with her and saying, I love you in front of the family.
But he said that to all three.
But not Teresa. Why do you think he held back with Teresa?
But he told her family.
Yes. He said that he was falling in love with her to the family, but not directly to her. Okay. So why holding back with the person that he ends up with?
I don't know, but I never saw it with Faith. You know, Faith was in my, we were roommates, but I just didn't see it. I know that she was really into him, but I just didn't see Gary really into her.
Interesting. Yes. Wow. The things we don't see on
TV. And Leslie was my roommate. And from the beginning, I kind of thought that she was maybe a front runner, but then getting to know her, I could feel why she would be. I mean, she's very warm. She's just very nice and all that. And I think he saw that in her as well.
Yeah. So do you guys think that there'll be a golden bachelorette?
Yes. But who knows what?
You know what? I know that it is, but we don't, you know.
You know that there is?
There is going to be a golden bachelorette. Well, no,
only because the show was so popular.
I think it's going to be, but I don't know who they're going to choose. And I'm, you know, most likely it's going to be the last, you know, two, Leslie or Faith. You know, I don't know.
I have what I would like to see personally is them to change the format for the Golden Bachelorette or Bachelor, not keep the same format as with the younger. Like I had suggested to some of the producers, have three of the ladies. I mean, they have this incredible fan base and all these people who really like them that figure out something to do and bring a couple of them back. Because you bring one back, there's going to be like all kinds of controversy.
Yeah, but then we see controversy when we have double bachelorettes.
Well, but that was with the young ones.
Yeah, you think it'll be different. You guys are definitely way more supportive of each other.
I think so because we're really not, you know, we're just looking for love. We already have our families. We already have grandkids. We have our kids. So I guess it's going to be a little bit different. That's my, you know, idea.
So I love that you bring that up because Ben and I have had a little bit of a difference on this throughout the season. To me, if I were, in so many of your cases, a widow or I've already had kids and a family life and all that, I would think that I'd be lucky to experience it again, but I also think that I would probably be just fine if I didn't. I think that on the normal Bachelor show, because you haven't had that and you're working towards creating a family, there's a little bit more of an urgency.
Totally, yeah.
So what do you guys think about that? Like which feeling is more intense, the older version or the younger version?
I have to be honest with you. As us, we getting older, we have the same heart. Mm-hmm. The heart doesn't know the difference between being young or older.
Okay.
That's what the younger generation doesn't understand. My heart still thinks that, hey, he's out there and I'm going to find him and I want the true love.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like in the beginning before I met, you know, my husband and I had, you know, I had my kids and everything. I think that we still have this love that we want to give and that we want to find this. Mm-hmm. And so I have a feeling this is going to, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be, how can I say?
For me, it's a little different. I'm 74.
Mm-hmm. And you look amazing. Thank you. Both of you are gorgeous.
I live a really full life. Uh-huh. I travel. I've been to 13 countries in the last 5 years. Whoa. I'm very busy. I do all kinds of adventurous stuff. I'm happy and I'm fulfilled, but I really want that companionship again. I want to fall in love.
I want
that one more time. You know?
I still want to fall in love.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the right person out there. And I know he's out there. I just haven't found him.
And to enjoy the things I like to enjoy. I mean, I'm fulfilled and I live a good life, but I want to share it with somebody. Yeah. I want a partner to share those things with me that we're on the same level with things. So I think that's the difference because our kids are raised and I have grandkids and everybody's doing fine.
Yeah.
I really want to do more and have someone to share it with.
So can you guys remind us, I keep saying you guys, but like you guys are ladies. So I need to stop with that. Ladies, can you remind us of your backstories individually a little bit? Christina, what's your family and relationship background?
I have two children, one's 54 and one's 52.
Isn't that mind blowing? I wish you guys could see her right now during this interview. I have 54-year-old children.
Thank you. I have four grandchildren, 26, 21, 18, and 15. And my 26-year-old grandson just got married. So, I mean, my family, everyone's very successful, doing well, no issues, and we're very close. My family's my heart. My family's everything. But, I mean, they want me to find somebody else. It's like almost they worry, like, you're alone and stuff, and I tell them, I'm okay, but they really want to see me with somebody else and know that I would enjoy that. But I'm very lucky. I have such a great family, and they're extremely supportive.
Well, you see, we're going to need all of these people to be the Bachelorette. How are we going to do this? So we really need Bachelor in Paradise Golden.
Oh, I will.
Bachelor in Palm Springs is in to Golden Paradise.
Oh, I love that. If they ask me right now, you're going in it, I'm, well, like, ready. I take off right now.
Yeah, you guys are gonna look great in bathing suits. I can already see it.
We don't like to have fun or anything. Right?
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Edith, please tell us your background.
I was married for 25 years to my love of my life. And apparently, you know, I fell out of love, but I had these three beautiful kids, 36, 34, and 31.
Amazing.
Oh, no, 32. I'm sorry. Two boys and my youngest daughter. Amazing. I love them. They just want me to be happy.
Yeah.
They're very supportive. And just trying to get out there and find them.
That's my New Year's resolution, one of mine. Get better pickleball and find a man.
All right. We'll I'll start talking to the producers about this paradise situation. What if it was like a mix and mingling situation where we had the olders and the youngers together?
Oh, that would be interesting.
Oh, my God.
We were giving the younger ones, like, I think, things to do to make sure that they go through life to be happy in their later years.
Like,
you know,
mentorship.
We give them so much advice.
Yeah,
they got all the things. We could tell them that they would make all those mistakes.
What if we had like one beach with you guys, one beach with them, and then like you would visit each other and like cross the
and
beach.
And they could ask us questions and we could be like consultants.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that would be so amazing, Christina.
Because we can help them a lot. I want to be a consultant.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I love this.
I love that idea. Yes, it would. Would love that.
This has been so fun with you ladies. Just last question to wrap things up. Is Gary your prototypical type? Is this a man that you would have seen walking around and been like, ah, that is the kind of man I'd like to go on a date with?
So when everything first came out about him, literally we had everything in common. Everything. Everything he listed important, we had something in common. In this environment, it wasn't meant to be for me. I feel like if I was to meet him in the real world out in, you know, Pasadena or something, I would have had a chance to get to know him because we did have an awful lot in common. I was very attracted to him. I thought he was very handsome. He was so nice and charismatic. But in this environment, it didn't work for me.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I get it.
I bet you do.
I'm a little bit more. For us, we needed to be friends first, for sure. I definitely needed a little bit more of a slower process.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for me, very much so.
Yeah. But in terms of like the therapy that you basically go through as part of the show, I did need that. Okay. Edith, what about you?
Oh, you know what? As soon as I saw him, I was so like, I was excited just to look at him. And I, you know, I was just so crazy about meeting him, and you know what, I had the spark, but apparently he didn't have no spark for me.
Well,
yeah,
we left the same time, so
it was sad to see you both leave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were sad too,
but you have each other now.
Yeah,
and
you live
close by,
sisters.
20 minutes away.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Yes. So great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We
thank
really appreciate
you.
It. And
we
thanks for celebrating the finale with us.
Yes. Oh my God, we're so excited.
Yes, we're excited to be here.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.